We are told renal disease prevalence in our country is about 13%. And Mr. Speaker, sadly, majority of the people don't make it or survive it. It's a serious matter. My colleague is talking about the cost and sustainable ways of funding the treatment of patients. It's a simple thing. I think everybody in this house understands that we should get to a point where the country can do this. So it is not about them against us. It's about as a house, what can we do to support government to have a situation where we can adequately take care of our compatriots who suffer this disease? It's not something that you can easily tell why anybody gets kidney disease. Mr. Speaker, we are told one of the easiest ways you can get a kidney disease is to have hypertension. If we were to say we are taking the blood pressure of everybody in this chamber, I wonder how many people's blood pressure range in this house will be within the allowable range. So if you have high blood pressure, chances are that if it persists, you can get a kidney disease. So, Mr. Speaker, maybe what we should be asking for is for you to probably encourage the relevant committee to redouble our effort in whatever way we can to make sure that these increases that have come actually at the wrong time are reversed, as our colleague said.